Prior to acting on any legal matter, you should seek legal advice from a qualified legal attorney who can evaluate your situation and advise you accordingly.
Welcome to Your Partner in Law on Seattle's Cairo Radio 97.3 FM and AM 770 KTTH. Your Partner in Law is brought to you in part by the law firm Gregorick & Associates, PLLC. Charting your course to a secure future. Your Partner in Law starts now. Here's your host, Rick Gregorick.
Welcome to Your Partner in Law. I'm attorney Rick Gregorick, and we are live and in studio, and the runners are running by. We got the rock and roll marathon today.
I'm actually glad I'm inside sitting because I just don't run, Rick.
No, it's, well, you know, what can I say, Ted?
I believe a man should be able to run the length of his body, Rick.
We should be. So, you know, whenever we start a race, right, it's like, on your mark, ready, set, go. Well, today, our show is ready, set, plan.
That's right.
Ready, set, plan. So let's set that as the stage of the day. And we'll just keep moving on. And Ted, I also just wanted to, before we get started on the show, because last week was a big day that oftentimes doesn't get a whole lot of news coverage. And that, of course, was June 6th. And June 6th, just to remind some of you folks out there, if you have forgotten, it was D-Day, June 6, 1944, the Battle of Normandy, the defining moment in World War II, most likely, demonstrating, you know, our greatest generation and what they've done for this country. And, boy, you know, there's not a lot of them left out there.
That's for sure.
That we need to make sure we continue to honor, you know, all veterans, of course, but I think that particular group, the World War II vets, really needs some special kudos for what they did in setting up the entire world.
Absolutely. For those of you who haven't been fortunate enough to travel to that part of the world, that's a very humbling experience to go to Normandy and to see the ships that are still in the water and the bunkers that are still on the hill. And, of course, the American cemetery there is absolutely humbling, and we owe it to the people that freedom is not free, so we owe it to these people, and we owe them great dedication.
Well, there were 150,000 people stormed the beach that day, and of course, we know many died as well.
Yep. And very humbling.
So, my kudos and my thanks to all those who certainly the fallen soldiers,
and for those who continue to serve,
and Marines and Navy and sailors. I was a sailor myself, so everybody out there, when these things come up, it's just something that I think we need to reflect on and kind of bring that into what's going on in the world today.
Yep.
And God forbid we ever have another conflict of that magnitude. I mean, I think what we have going on today is way worse than we want, but let's work on that and kind of keep focus on our values and our principles and what the real meaning of freedom is.
That's right. And we all just get along.
Well, you know, I was discussing with someone not too long ago about freedom, and freedom doesn't mean I get to do whatever the heck I want to do. You know, freedom means, you know, I can do what I need to do without impacting other people, but I can't infringe on other people's rights because of mine.
Yep.
And I think that's one of the challenges we have in freedom and all those types of things. So, anyhow, I just wanted to bring that up as just kind of a little bit of a mention there. And because we have something coming up here this next coming week that could have significant historical value. And, of course, that's the North Korean summit with President Trump and Kim Jong-un. And that that could shape history to some, you know.
That would be interesting to see what falls out from that.
The potential there is huge. And regardless of people's political affiliations or regardless if you hate Trump or love Trump, that's not the point. He's our president. And I think we can all hope that he comes away with some sort of beginning process to the denuclearization of that North Korean peninsula and probably the rest of that region as well.
Yep.
But so lots of things going on and lots of reasons we need to kind of pay attention. And so planning, ready, set, plan. You know, we talk about planning and things of this nature all the time, and yet there seems to be a significant paralysis, planning paralysis, taking that first step.
Yep.
Well, very often that first step starts in one of several ways. But today, overwhelmingly, it seems that people go to the internet to get advice and to find their products and services.
And the internet's all good and fine for certain things. It's not so good for others.
And we need to make sure. Now, there are some great things on the internet. Yourpartnerinlaw.com, for instance, our website. And on that website today, you can sign up for Retirement Freedom, which is coming up on June 28th, 7 to 9. And it's called Retirement Freedom. And what it is, it's a planning class about estate planning, elder law, and the integration of your planning with your finances and how critical it is to make sure you integrate your planning. So along those lines, we have my long-term friend and colleague, owner of Vestry Financial, radio talk show host on Talking Real Money on that other station. And so many of you know Tom Koch and Don McDonald, and we're doing our Retirement Freedom. So we're about half sold out in events at the 28th.
That's
so
a limited engagement,
it's a limited
too, folks.
Engagement.
You need to
so
get your tickets.
This one, you know, we do sell out every time, and so space is limited. And so get your tickets today. There's a nominal fee, but go to yourpartnerinlaw.com, and you can sign up right now and make sure that you get the early bird special.
That's right.
Because it is the early bird.
That's right.
I still consider 8 o'clock or 8, 12, 22 early Sunday morning. Not as early as 0600, but
I think that's what time I got up this
morning. Life in radio.
Yeah.
So planning, folks, is a process and not an event. Planning is something that you begin, and then you execute, then you monitor, update, and you know, as needed, as things change, because change is constant in all of our lives, at our personal level, at the governmental level, just everything that's going on out there has some sort of impact, or priorities change. I mean, we hear lots of people talking about planning. But what they're oftentimes planning for is some social event.
Yep, a vacation, their dinner.
Their dinner party.
Yep.
Maybe they're doing tremendous research on how many pixels the TV has that they want to buy that's 900 feet wide.
Oh, yeah.
And they will know everything in the world about that. But when we get to planning about our personal life, our estate plan, if you will, or a life plan, if you will, we started using the term life plan almost 20 years ago. On another show, in another world, in another station.
And, that's what it is.
But it is about planning your life. You need to have a plan in place while you're alive and well and okay and can manage your finances and your medical decisions.
That's the part people miss about the whole process, Rick, is this disability possibility while you're still alive. Those documents, in our opinion, are more important than the death document.
Well, I'll tell you what, nothing is more difficult for a family to go through than a serious disability with a loved one from the emotional standpoint and the physical components that go along with that, the endurance, if you will. It's like running a marathon. And then the money.
Yep.
The money is huge. There are, you know, your medical cost in as we age,
long-term care, housing is incredibly expensive. That's the biggest component for most people are going to face in their future is how, where am I going to live and how am I going to pay for that, right?
Right.
Whether it's in your home or otherwise.
You bet. So our planning starts with the fact that you're okay, you're in charge, hopefully. Now, some of you aren't when we start your planning, and that's unfortunate. But when we start your planning, there's three phases to your planning. Alive, well, and okay, that's right now. You should have a plan in place for how that happens. And then you need to have your contingency plan put in place that says, what if? What if I become incapacitated? What if I am in a car wreck tomorrow? You don't have to be 80 to do your estate planning, folks. You should be 18 in starting your planning.
Absolutely.
We all face life. We all face the possibility of disability. And I hate to do this Sunday morning all the time, but yes, each and every one of us will eventually die. And we need to figure out what we're going to do with our stuff then. So the hardest phase to plan, though, folks, the hardest, the most difficult, is the disability phase. Now, you know, statistically, 60 to 70% of us will go through the disability phase. So this is not a remote possibility. For instance, the probability of your house burning down is probably 1 in 100,000.
Yep.
The probability of you getting a long-term illness, Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, having a stroke, all these combinations of things, is 65 to 70%, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, after you turn 65, that's in fact the case. Two-thirds of the people will be disabled in some way, shape, or form.
And if we look at the staggering cost, and it's the dollar cost, but it's also the emotional cost on the families and what goes on in no planning, bad planning, wrong planning. It just exacerbates the situation and makes it worse and worse. So I implore folks, please, you know, think about doing your estate planning where you're deciding, who do I want to make critical decisions on my finances in the event I can't do it myself? And I know how hard this is. I know how much all of you, all of us, want to be in control of our stuff because it's ours.
Yep.
But the best way to stay in control is to make sure you have a plan. Ted, think of a business. And if that business doesn't have a backup plan, if they're for their management staff or their key staff or their owners, in the event of a sudden loss, whether they quit employment or they get hurt, they die, all these things happen. Without a contingency plan, that business suffers.
Absolutely.
Well, we individually, without our life plan, our estate plan, our elder plan, call it what you like. The name's not important. What's important is that you do it. And how you're going to set up the disability planning that you have and how that's going to be executed, the safeguards you put in there, the checks and the balances, these are all things that you need to talk with your attorney about. We would love that to be Gregorick & Associates, of course. Ted Scott and I are, you know, so dedicated to helping you work through these really difficult decisions and making wise choices. We're going to take a quick break, and when we get back from break, we'll talk a little bit more about this planning process and what you need to do. But in the meantime, yourpartnerinlaw.com is where you sign up for retirement freedom. Get your early bird tickets right now. Your Partner in Law. We'll be right back.
Hey, it's John Curley, and I'm here with Rick Gregorick, host of Your Partner in Law. You're listening to it right now. And Rick, after attending a few of your events, while I was just so impressed with how much I learned and the detail and the importance of all the information that you provide.
Well, you know, John, thank you very much for that. You know exactly why we do this. We've talked a lot about it. My own personal experiences really put me into this business. And what I've learned over the years is through proper education, developing the proper life plan for you is absolutely crucial. Regardless of your wealth or lack thereof, you need to have a life plan in place to protect you, your loved ones, and your assets in the event of your disability or following your death.
You absolutely do, Rick. And hey, if you're interested in attending one of Rick's events, go to yourpartnerinlaw.com or just schedule a complimentary consultation with Rick, and he'll take the time to go through everything with you and recommend the best plan for you and your family. Go to yourpartnerinlaw.com. That's yourpartnerinlaw.com.
Hey, it's Dory Monson. I'm here with Brian Ott, host of Long-Term Care Radio right here on Cairo every Saturday at 7. And Brian, before signing up for a plan, I attended one of your classes with my wife, learned how passionate you are about what you do and how you love to teach people about the importance of long-term care planning.
You know, I really do love educating people, Dory.
Now, why is that?
Well, someone took the time to educate my grandmother about long-term care, which meant she got the level of care she deserved, but it also meant my mom didn't have to give up her life to be a caregiver. You know, Dory, it taught me firsthand that long-term care planning protects you and the people you care about most.
Yeah, that's exactly why my wife and I put a plan in place with Brian and why I recommend you do the same. Start by joining Brian at his next long-term care planning class and learn about the most innovative plans available, like the one I got. It's going to pay me back whether I use it or not. Don't miss Brian's next class, Saturday, June 23rd in Bellevue. There are only a few seats left, so sign up today at 525longtermcare.com. That's 525longtermcare.com.
Hi, I'm Rick Gregorick, host of Your Partner in Law on Cairo Radio and AM 770 KTTH. June 28th is a great opportunity for you to come and learn valuable tools that will help you live comfortably in retirement. Retirement Freedom, Thursday evening at 7 on June 28th. Along with my longtime colleague, Tom Koch, host of Talking Real Money, together we'll teach you an integrated approach to estate and financial planning. Trust me, we both know when you start planning for retirement, it can be overwhelming. So get the real truth about investments, healthcare options, and the legal issues that are an inevitable part of growing older. Come learn important options to help you get ready for retirement or make your current plan more efficient. Retirement Freedom, June 28th in Kirkland. There is a nominal fee, so register now to get the early bird special. Register at yourpartnerinlaw.com. Don't delay. Seats are limited. Register at yourpartnerinlaw.com. That's yourpartnerinlaw.com.
Now back to Your Partner in Law with Rick Gregorek on Cairo Radio 97.3 FM and AM 770 KTTH.
All righty, folks. All right. Ready, set, plan. That's welcome right. Back to Your Partner in Law. Hey, I'm talking with Ted Hansen today, elder law attorney extraordinaire at Gregorek & Associates, of course. And, of course, Ted does lots of other planning as well. But one of the things that, you know, Ted does every day is he helps people who are in dire need.
Yep, that's the place where you don't want to come from. I don't want to see you in crisis planning mode, which is what I get quite often, and that is where you don't want to be. And the whole purpose of us talking about this planning is so that you don't show up and with that, oh, what am I going to do next kind of look on your face and be unable to do anything at all.
Well, Ted, you know, in any given quarter, let's say, any 2-3 months out there, we probably have, you know, a handful of situations. People come in and it's either too late to do their planning because of mental incapacity, or sometimes the physical is just too much. It's just they can't do it.
Yep.
Others come in and quite honestly are on death's door. And we get their planning done, or at least we get their documents executed. And we've had people die before we can make the copies.
Absolutely.
And
recently.
And this happens, and it's happened throughout my career. And it's very disruptive. It's very difficult. It's the wrong time to be doing those types of things. Planning is a process that you start, and then you manage that over your lifetime. And if you do that, it will be less expensive than not doing it. This is the rub. A lot of people avoid estate planning because it's expensive.
Yep.
I'm not going to pull any punches with anyone. Anyone who tells you estate planning is cheap and you can get it for $19.99 or $79 online, just smile and walk away because it's nonsense. You don't need to argue with them. It's just nonsense. You're not going to be able to do a quality estate plan absent sitting down with a skilled, experienced planning attorney. Now, I said planning attorney, and there's, you know, lots of attorneys out there do wills and trust. Lots of my colleagues do that. But the majority of them, sorry, guys and gals, the majority are not planners. The majority are order takers. And what you do not need is an order taker. An order taker is someone like, you drive up to the window and you order, you know, a Big Mac and an order of fries and a drink. You pull up to the clown's mouth and you pay and then you get the next one. That's not how we do estate planning. You don't order up an estate plan, folks. You know, and so if you spent like 15 or 20 minutes with your attorney and walked out and they're going to come back for your estate plan, you did not have a planning attorney. The planning attorney must sit down with you and evaluate your situation, number one. We all do that, looking at your finances and that stuff. That's the easy part. The hard part is now starting to look at your personal inventory, the people in your plan, who the actors in your plan would be. Now, but what I mean by actors is your fiduciaries. Oh, geez, what do I mean as a fiduciary? Well, that's your trustees, your agents under power of attorneys, your healthcare agents, people who are going to be acting for you when you cannot act for yourself.
Right.
Ted, would you assume this is maybe one of the most critical decisions?
It is, and believe it or not, it's the hardest for most people to get over. It's who you know, I mean, between husbands and wives, usually fine. It's the husband and the wife, they get that part of it. Beyond that, naming successors is hard for people. They just, you know, they don't know if their oldest child should be that person or their youngest child who's better with money should be that person. It really creates kind of these conflicts. So when we talk to you, one of the first things I ask about your children is how do you get along with your children? And then secondly, how do they get along with each other? Okay. And that because we want to ferret out problems now, because if we have problems now, those problems are likely to continue after your death and perhaps get even worse after your death. So we want to get these things out in the open, talk about them and deal with them from that point of view.
Well, also think about it this way, folks. Ted was maybe alluding to kind of the traditional family. Mom, dad, some kids.
Yeah.
It's about half of you out there might be in that situation.
And then we get the yours, mine, and ours, right?
Yeah, we get the Brady Bunch going on, what we call blended families.
Right.
And 95.5 million of us are in these blended family situation, the Brady Bunch, yours, mine, and ours.
Yep.
We've been married before, have children from prior marriages, things of that nature. And when we get into planning, and all of a sudden now, and especially those of you who have remarried later in life, where your younger sibling, your children don't know your spouse's children. And the conflict that can arise there is significant. And most of the conflict arises due to lack of communications. And I can't underscore that, lack of communications. Our most current newsletter we put out, The Wealth Advisor, discusses having letting your family know about your estate plan.
Yep.
Now, a lot of folks are very resistant to share their estate plan or talk money, the evil thing of money. I don't want to have the money talk with my family. Well, eventually, someone's going to have the money talk, because you're either going to help guide them in the money talk, or they're just going to be thrown into it cold,
right,
either upon your disability or upon your death. So you're doing yourself and your family a favor if you can discuss your estate plan. Now, we help lots of our clients with that. We call them family meetings. And we can tailor these in a variety of different ways. And I'd love for you to go to yourpartnerinlaw.com, and you can click on newsletters, and you can call up all of our newsletters, and the past ones, and the one I'm referring to right now is our most current one that's posted out there. You can sign up to make sure you get all the future ones at yourpartnerinlaw.com. But need to make sure, how is it we're going to do this plan?
Yeah, and communicate that. And I'm going to call this testamentary transparency, folks, and that's what this is. It's being open and honest and frank with the people that are in your plan. And like Rick said, sometimes you're thrown into these roles and you had no idea you were even named in those capacities. And now all of a sudden you're driving the ship, right? And you've never floated a boat before, right? So these kind of things happen. So, folks, we encourage you guys to be transparent about this. Hey, we'd like to take your calls this morning, too, if anybody has any questions or comments. 888-576-9476, I believe.
Oh, I think you really blew that one. How about 888-973?
There it is. I knew you'd get me straight on that.
5476. 888-973-5476.
There we go.
We'd love to talk with you this morning. You'd be live on Cairo and KTTH. We'll be right back.
Hey, it's John Curley, and I'm here with Rick Regrick, host of Your Partner in Law. You're listening to it right now. And Rick, after attending a few of your events, while I was just so impressed with how much I learned and the detail and the importance of all the information that you provide.
Well, you know, John, thank you very much for that. You know exactly why we do this. We've talked a lot about it. My own personal experiences really put me into this business. And what I've learned over the years is through proper education, developing the proper life plan for you is absolutely crucial. Regardless of your wealth or lack thereof, you need to have a life plan in place to protect you, your loved ones, and your assets in the event of your disability or following your death.
You absolutely do, Rick. And hey, if you're interested in attending one of Rick's events, go to yourpartnerinlaw.com or just schedule a complimentary consultation with Rick, and he'll take the time to go through everything with you and recommend the best plan for you and your family. Go to yourpartnerinlaw.com. That's yourpartnerinlaw.com.
This is Michael Medved. Financial experts will tell you that you should have a plan in place for the high cost of long-term care. If your plan consists of using your savings to pay for any long-term care needs in the future, then take a moment to contact 525 Advisors. 525 Advisors are the local long-term care experts. They will show you how to set up an asset-based plan using a portion of your existing savings. Now, this way you maintain control of your money and you're guaranteed to get your money back even if you don't need long-term care. For every dollar you put in today, 525 Advisors will show you how to get $3 to $4 back in tax-free long-term care protection. Call 525 Advisors today to learn how you can put a portion of your savings to work and protect your family and the rest of your assets from the high costs of long-term care. Call today at 425-748-8188. That's 425-748-8188 and 525longtermcare.com. That's 525longtermcare.com.
Hi, I'm Rick Gregory, host of Your Partner in Law on Cairo Radio and AM 770 KTTH. June 28th is a great opportunity for you to come and learn valuable tools that will help you live comfortably in retirement. Retirement Freedom, Thursday evening at 7 on June 28th. Along with my longtime colleague, Tom Koch, host of Talking Real Money, together we'll teach you an integrated approach to estate and financial planning. Trust me, we both know when you start planning for retirement, it can be overwhelming. So get the real truth about investments, healthcare options, and the legal issues that are an inevitable part of growing older. Come learn important options to help you get ready for retirement or make your current plan more efficient. Retirement Freedom, June 28th in Kirkland. There is a nominal fee, so register now to get the early bird special. Register at yourpartnerinlaw.com. Don't delay. Seats are limited. Register at yourpartnerinlaw.com. That's yourpartnerinlaw.com.
We return to Your Partner in Law on Seattle's Cairo Radio 97.3 FM and AM 770 KTTH with your host, Rick Gregorick.
Hey, that's me, Rick Gregorick. Welcome back to Your Partner in Law.
A little Tom Petty to get you going this morning. You got that rock and roll marathon going on outside. That's appropriate music for this morning.
Yeah.
Thank you from the booth.
Maybe next time we'll have a riff from Jimmy.
There you go. Yeah, we can get the little James Marshall Hendrix tuned up for the next break. That'd be good.
All right. Hey, folks, before the break, we were talking a little bit about, well, we're calling it testamentary transparency.
Yes.
And testamentary transparency is a concept that's been developed over time to help you evaluate with your family how to share the information about your estate plan. And Mr. Hansen has been developing this theory, but it's really an interesting process when we bring your family in to learn about your estate plan. Now, one of the mistakes a lot of people make is they want their family sometimes involved in the decision-making for the estate planning.
Yeah, that's
it can be a bit of a problem.
Yeah.
Generally speaking, you want to do your estate planning, and then you want to explain to your family and those involved what it is.
Yep.
I was talking to a fellow last week, Ted, who was named as a trustee under a trust, and he had no knowledge of it. And when I talked to him about it and I called him up, he said, oh, not only no, but heck no.
Yeah.
Only he used another word. I think I can say that on the radio, but
yeah,
it's Sunday morning.
So
heck no. So we've got to make sure we're naming someone that is willing to do it.
Exactly.
Now, you know, the other issue is, you know, naming the right people is such a critical component. You know, Ted, you and I know that we can write the greatest estate plan ever written. Just epic. But if we put the wrong person in charge, it's worthless.
Yep.
It's absolutely worthless.
The wheel comes off the car, doesn't it?
So what we need to do is make sure that we have people put in place that have the time, the skill, and integrity.
Yes. And when we also like a little bit of redundancy built into the plan so that if something happens to your principal person, that somebody else can fill that void, because frequently we get these documents with no ability to name a successor and you have an inability to execute a new document. And now you have no document in place from which you can plan at all.
Right? Off to court we go.
Yep.
What we want to avoid in our planning is off to court.
Yep.
If your planning involves off to court, oh, that's kind of become a problem.
Yeah.
So we want to make sure that the right people and having backups to those people. And many, 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 many of you don't have the ideal person to fill this job. And I want you to think of it that way. You're filling a job, a very important, difficult,
time-consuming,
low-paying job.
Yeah, exactly. Emotional job.
Emotional.
Too, right?
And so in doing so sometimes partnering a family member up with either another family member or a professional, a trust company, maybe a trusted CPA or attorney.
Yep.
There's lots of things to do to shore up your plans. But the key thing is doing your planning and then sharing information. Now, sometimes we have to wade into the sharing pool a little bit. And we'll talk a little bit about wading into this sharing pool when we get back from this break, which is just a real short, quick break. So hang in there, and we'll take your calls when we get back at 888 5476, 888-973-5476. Get over to yourpartnerinlaw.com and get those tickets for Retirement Freedom. They're selling fast. We'll be right back.
Hey, it's John Curley, and I'm here with Rick Gregorick. Rick, after attending a few of your events, one of the things that really stood out to me is how proper planning can really give you and your family and loved ones peace of mind.
It really does, John. At Gregorick & Associates, we are a planning firm, and my personal life experiences are what led me into estate and elder law planning. I've learned that through education, individuals and families can significantly reduce their risk and anxieties. We all face the likelihood of disability during our lives. A proper legal life plan can give you control of your care and the management of your financial affairs, and most of all, peace of mind.
Absolutely. The peace of mind, knowing that everything has been taken care of, is just so important. Schedule a complimentary consultation with Rick. He'll take the time to go through everything with you and recommend the best plan for you and your family. Go to yourpartnerinlaw.com. That's yourpartnerinlaw.com.
Hey, it's Dory Monson. I'm here with Brian Ott, host of Long-Term Care Radio right here on Cairo every Saturday at 7. And Brian, before signing up for a plan, I attended one of your classes with my wife, learned how passionate you are about what you do and how you love to teach people about the importance of long-term care planning.
You know, I really do love educating people, Dory.
You know, why is that?
Well, someone took the time to educate my grandmother about long-term care, which meant she got the level of care she deserved, but it also meant my mom didn't have to give up her life to be a caregiver. You know, Dory, it taught me firsthand that long-term care planning protects you and the people you care about most.
Yeah, that's exactly why my wife and I put a plan in place with Brian and why I recommend you do the same. Start by joining Brian at his next long-term care planning class and learn about the most innovative plans available, like the one I got. It's going to pay me back whether I use it or not. Don't miss Brian's next class, Saturday, June 23rd in Bellevue. There are only a few seats left, so sign up today at 525longtermcare.com. That's 525longtermcare.com.
Retirement. What does it mean to you? Has it changed as a result of today's economy? Are you worried about your future? Could there be stormy seas ahead?
Hi, this is Rick Gregorick, founder of Gregorick & Associates. We're a dedicated team of legal and tax professionals that can help you navigate your course for a secure future. Whether you're just thinking about your retirement or you're well into your retirement years, whether you're single, married, or involved in a domestic partnership, we can help you create your necessary legal and tax planning.
I am so glad I found one firm that can help me with all my legal and tax needs.
Call today for your free consultation. 425-284-3450. That's 425-284-3450.
You can also sign up for a partner-in-law event. Just go to yourpartnerinlaw.com and find the elder law or estate planning course that's best for you. You can register for both events by going to yourpartnerinlaw.com. yourpartnerinlaw.com.
Now back to Your Partner in Law with Rick Gregorick on Cairo Radio 97.3 FM and AM 770 KTTH.
Yeah, there's my Jimmy.
There's all that right. Rock and roll.
All right, that'll get you going.
Got the rock and roll marathon
rock
going
roll
on.
Marathon, a little Jimmy jamming going on. This is good.
You know, raising money for a lot of charities. St. Jude, right up there at the top of them. And
yeah, it's a great.
You know,
event.
And St. Jude's. I mean, my goodness, nobody can say enough about that organization that was founded by Danny Thomas. Just remarkable, and of course, the good work carried on by his daughter.
Absolutely. So, I believe this weekend's a St. Jude Classic too in Memphis, Tennessee, which is another fine event if you're a golf fan.
You know, hey, folks, this is a sidebar from our, you know, planning that we've been talking about. Well, this is still planning, but, you know, charitable planning and philanthropic planning is a huge component of estate planning for very many of you. Many of you, because you are so philanthropic and charitably inclined. And then there's those of you who are motivated because charitable planning usually has some very significant tax and asset protection planning. So lots and lots of fun ways to do what we call planned giving. And if you have those interests, we would love to.
Yeah, we see a lot of folks that do that. Animal lovers, for example. We have a lot of animal causes out there, Humane Society, wildlife federations, things of that nature that we frequently see in our plans that people are big contributors to. So it is a good idea, and particularly when your estate gets up in that taxable arena. We like to start talking to you about ways to get money out of your estate in a tax-efficient manner and to benefit people other than you, perhaps, and still have some advantages while you're alive.
So back to our testamentary transparency and our What we would recommend for you to do once you've established your estate plan is to discuss with your attorney a family meeting. Now, the family meeting can be private with just the family, or you can have it with your attorney. We host many of these with our clients. They found that to be a particularly great way to help share their plan. And so we would talk with each client about what it is we should be discussing. Now, sometimes it's a show-all. Here it is. Here's the money. Here's the whole plan.
Yep.
Here's the documents. That might be best. It might not be. We need to talk about it. We need to talk about the dynamics. Or are we just going to share certain basics? You know, how far we go. But it's so critical, I think, for people to know that they might be called upon to act for you. And they need to be prepared for that. I mean, getting a call at 2 o'clock in the morning that your dad's been in a car accident or he's had a stroke and he's in the hospital and something needs to be done. And you're totally unaware of,
that you're that person.
You know, that you may or may not be that person.
Yeah.
Where are their documents? Where do you get the legal authority? You know, if these are critically time sensitive decisions and we want to make sure that you're, you know, ready to go and make sure that you can make those transitions quickly, because if not, chaos ensues rather rapidly. And, you know, unfortunately, folks, Ted and Scott, they get wrapped up in this chaos a lot because so many people, so many of you have, you know, put yourself in these situations where you don't have planning put in place. Then the event, whatever it is, occurs. And sometimes you've lost the opportunity to plan. Other times you've made it so very difficult that, or, you know, you just aren't going to be able to make your best decisions.
Or one of the players in your plan is difficult with other siblings and the like. That happens frequently, and we get into a lot of litigation over these types of issues that one person, usually it's the eldest for whatever reason, that seems to be the case, and this person is the alpha dog now, and they're kind of running the show and telling everybody else what to do and sometimes lining their own pockets in the process and thinking that that's okay, and then we have to trim them back a little bit sometimes with those kind of things.
So. We really do, and we've also, I think, found that people who don't do regular estate life planning, elder law planning, aren't meeting with their attorney on a reasonable time basis, you know, once every year or two, perhaps, depending on your age, you know, maybe every 3 to 5 years if you're younger. But once you get up into the senior category, 65, 70, the intervals between your meetings with your planning attorney ought to shorten and keep up to date a little bit. Yep. And if you keep your planning up to date, when it's necessary to use, it will work so much better. Folks, beginning this year, we had yet another significant number of changes in the estate planning area where the state of Washington adopted what we attorneys call much of the uniform partnership Uniform Power of Attorney Act. And so as of January this year, we have a completely revised, brand new Power of Attorney Act here in Washington. And it enhanced the powers in many ways. It added new types of powers. It modernized them. And it also
changed the way things are executed.
It enhanced the protections for you in the creation of your documents.
And also have some new trust codes in place and things of that nature. It's kind of evolving, you know. And I think the trend across the country, Rick, is to try to kind of get some commonality between the states and these various things that everybody uses in common across the country. But state laws differ widely still in many aspects, but the Uniform Power of Attorney Act and the Uniform Trust Code and things like that are becoming more and more of the vogue to try to streamline this across the country so these things travel with people.
Yeah, that, you know, trying to get, you know, actions to go across state lines is very, very difficult. For instance, if you happen to be a ward of the state under a guardianship, and let's say, you know, you're the guardian of your mother and you live here in the Seattle area and you're taking care of mom and her as her guardian. And all of a sudden you get a job transfer and you've got to go to some other state. You can't just take mom with you.
Yeah.
She doesn't belong to you or herself. She is a ward of the state of Washington,
right,
and you must get the permission of the court to leave the state. Now, when mom gets to the new state, son's going to have to start that guardianship process
all over again.
That's
right.
Now, if it was painful the first time and difficult and expensive.
And expensive, yes.
It's not going to be any better the second time.
That's right.
This is just that, you know, one example, but powers of attorney, they're all different states. Blah, 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 blah. You've got to have your planning up to date. Keep it current. Wills, trusts, powers of attorney, health care directives, your medical durable powers of attorney, all these documents change over time. Do you have proper authorization to be buried or cremated? Lots and lots of different things. Hey, folks, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back in just a moment. Hang in there.
Hey, it's John Curley, and I'm here with Rick Gregrick, host of Your Partner in Law. You're listening to it right now. And Rick, after attending a few of your events, while I was just so impressed with how much I learned and the detail and the importance of all the information that you provide.
Well, you know, John, thank you very much for that. You know exactly why we do this. We've talked a lot about it. My own personal experiences really put me into this business. And what I've learned over the years is through proper education, developing the proper life plan for you is absolutely crucial. Regardless of your wealth or lack thereof, you need to have a life plan in place to protect you, your loved ones, and your assets in the event of your disability or following your death.
You absolutely do, Rick. And hey, if you're interested in attending one of Rick's events, go to yourpartnerinlaw.com or just schedule a complimentary consultation with Rick, and he'll take the time to go through everything with you and recommend the best plan for you and your family. Go to yourpartnerinlaw.com. That's yourpartnerinlaw.com.
Retirement. What does it mean to you? Has it changed as a result of today's economy? Are you worried about your future? Could there be stormy seas ahead?
Hi, this is Rick Gregrick, founder of Gregrick & Associates. We're a dedicated team of legal and tax professionals that can help you navigate your course for a secure future. Whether you're just thinking about your retirement or you're well into your retirement years, whether you're single, married, or involved in a domestic partnership, we can help you create your necessary legal and tax planning.
I am so glad I found one firm that can help me with all my legal and tax needs.
Call today for your free consultation. 425-284-3450. That's 425-284-3450.
You can also sign up for a partner-in-law event. Just go to yourpartnerinlaw.com and find the elder law or estate planning course that's best for you. You can register for both events by going to yourpartnerinlaw.com. yourpartnerinlaw.com.
Hi, I'm Rick Gregrick, host of Your Partner in Law on Cairo Radio and AM 770 KTTH. June 28th is a great opportunity for you to come and learn valuable tools that will help you live comfortably in retirement. Retirement Freedom, Thursday evening at 7 on June 28th. Along with my longtime colleague, Tom Koch, host of Talking Real Money, together we'll teach you an integrated approach to estate and financial planning. Trust me, we both know when you start planning for retirement, it can be overwhelming. So get the real truth about investments, healthcare options, and the legal issues that are an inevitable part of growing older. Come learn important options to help you get ready for retirement or make your current plan more efficient. Retirement Freedom, June 28th in Kirkland. There is a nominal fee, so register now to get the early bird special. Register at yourpartnerinlaw.com. Don't delay. Seats are limited. Register at yourpartnerinlaw.com. That's yourpartnerinlaw.com.
We return to Your Partner in Law on Seattle's Cairo Radio 97.3 FM and AM 770 KTTH with your host, Rick Gregrick.
Well, welcome back to Your Partner in Law and a little music riff and maybe some
gotta
music by Ted.
Gotta love it.
No?
All right.
Hey, folks, last segment of the show. Boy, it goes so fast. We really enjoy talking with you every Sunday morning. Get up early to do it, so I must love it. I know Ted loves it. He can't wait to get here. Him and Scott actually fight over who's going to come in each Sunday.
We sure do.
Hey, folks, just some wrap-up stuff. Check us out on yourpartnerinlaw.com. You can sign up for our newsletters there. I highly encourage you to do that. They're free. They help keep you informed. Check out our website frequently. It is in the process of being updated, and we're actually going to be adding some new content and some new newsletters and all kinds of new exciting stuff. I've been talking about this coming for months.
Yeah, well, it takes time to do things
and
right.
And as with most website developments, it takes three times longer than you had.
Talk about a planning process, right?
Oh, my goodness.
And this has been something else.
Well, there's the plan, and then there's the execution.
Yeah, yeah.
So got that. So check that out. Get our newsletters. Sign up for Retirement Freedom. It's coming up. It is a limited engagement. It's one of our most popular events we do.
Thursday night, so a little bit of a change for folks that don't get to go on the weekends for whatever reason. So that gives you an opportunity to get out to Kirkland on a Thursday night and have a nice educational kind of forum about estate planning and retirement planning and how those two blend together. And we don't sell at these events. They truly are classes held in a classroom, in fact.
So. Yep, they're held in a classroom. So bring your pencil and paper, notebook. There will be a test at the end.
That's right.
The test is, did you get it?
That's right. Did you learn something? That's the test.
So, you know, whether you have an estate plan or you're thinking about it or you're just kind of curious, what the heck is this? And this is a great way to come learn about integrated planning because you must bring in your other advisors into your plan. You can't do it in isolation. So you need your estate planning attorney, your CPA. Hopefully you have a CPA. Financial advisor, any other persons, maybe you have an investment banker, maybe an insurance person who you're working with on either life insurance or long-term care insurance, things that are so critical to us. And bring that team together because you want to make sure that that team is all working on the same goals and the same objectives for you. What we found over the years is that's not what happens. We find that, you know, you yourselves aren't necessarily paying attention to your estate planning. And then sometimes your advisors, if they're not aware of it, they do some things in your estate planning that conflict or downright destroy your estate planning.
Absolutely true.
And the number one thing that happens here sometimes, folks, is the improper naming of beneficiaries, the improper use of joint tenancy. These are things that are so common. So easy to do.
Yeah, and so easily messing up your plan unless you take a good hard look at how things are aligned. These things go south quick and by other people, usually other than lawyers that make these decisions, right?
Sure. This is the bank teller saying, oh, well, what we did for grandma or maybe someone selling you an annuity or something along those lines. I had a fella come in here a couple weeks ago that was just sold a $2 million life insurance policy. And the agent neglected to advise him that the proceeds from that life insurance would be taxable. So a $2 million policy automatically put him into the taxable arena for the state of Washington. When I told him the amount of tax he would have to pay based on that, the guy was a little upset. Why didn't my agent or my broker tell me that? I said, well, the quick answer is he wanted his commission sooner.
Yeah, that's the quick
answer. Because what he learned was that $2 million life insurance policy could have been purchased by a trust. And then going through some proper planning, then that insurance, then those insurance proceeds would no longer be subject to estate taxes.
Right, part of your taxable estate.
But now he already owns a policy. We can probably transfer that policy to the trust, but now there's going to be a three-year look back.
Right.
Whereas if he was to die within that three-year period, then the planning would be ineffective.
Yep. Comes right back into the estate, and once again, you have this policy that you've purchased, and now you're in a taxable position and paying taxes at the low end, 15%, and as high as 28, I believe, is the top bracket in the state. Be a little higher than that, but that's a big problem.
It starts to be real money, and it's real cash.
Yep.
So depending on what you wanted that money for, it can be quite problematic.
Yeah.
And
I mean, it's a great planning tool if you understand how to use it, right? I mean, it's owning it in a trust is the way to do it, and it takes it out of your taxable estate. And again, the money that on the other end to the beneficiary is tax free, but it is part of your taxable estate, folks. And a lot of people miss that when they talk about estate planning and life insurance.
It happens every day. So there's such great opportunities to deal with these assets and to figure out how to do them that. Just come on in, you know, make your appointment. Gregorick and Associates, of course, we offer a free estate and elder planning consultation. Just let Deanna know when you give her a call and she'll get you all scheduled up, get you your life plan organizer, which you can request from us in advance on your partner-in-law. Just type us a little note there and says contact an attorney and just go ahead and contact us and tell us you'd like a life plan organizer.
People are surprised usually when they come in to do this free consultation. They keep looking at me like, am I on the clock? Am I on the clock? I said, no, you're not on the clock. We're just here to work through some of these issues with you. And by the time we're done with most of them, they're incredibly relieved that they took the time to come in, and even more amazed that they didn't have to pay for the advice that they were given. And 9 times out of 10, it results in a plan with us, right? So,
well, it's you know, it's just the right thing to do. I want to get to know my clients. I want my clients to get to know me. We need to be a team. We need to have a good working relationship. We have to go through and make some tough decisions.
Yep.
We have to have some
tough topics, right?
Difficult yep. decisions sometimes. Perhaps it's financial nudity to some extent, but that's all leading towards testamentary
transparency. That's right.
So we want to make sure we do that. Well, folks, today was ready, set, plan.
That's right.
And so think about that and enjoy your day. It's going to be kind of a wet, windy day this afternoon, it looks like, with quite a bit of traffic. Ted, thanks so much for coming in this morning.
No problem.
Really,
I can figure out how to get out of here. I'm all set.
And most of all, though, all of you out there listening, we do appreciate you. If you have other folks that missed the show, you know, they can catch it online, www.cairo.com.
MyNorthwest.com.
MyNorthwest.com. That's the other one you can get it at.
There you go.
And so lots of ways to get it and do that. So we enjoy talking with you every week, and we will be back next weekend as well. Don't forget to get your tickets for Retirement Freedom coming up January 28th. Go to yourpartnerinlaw.com. That's yourpartnerinlaw.com. Don't delay. Get your tickets today. We'll be back next week.
Thanks for listening to Your Partner in Law with Rick Gregorek. Event info, newsletters, and Your Partner in Law podcasts can all be found at yourpartnerinlaw.com. To schedule an appointment with Rick Gregorek, call 425-284-3450. That's 425-284-3450. For more information on the show or to sign up for a free Partner in Law event, visit yourpartnerinlaw.com. Tune in next Sunday morning at 8 to Your Partner in Law with your host, Rick Gregorek, simulcast on Cairo.